Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah. Oh. Good morning.
Yeah, I think we may be shelving the yeah for a while.
Why?
Because as per our conversation with the boss Friday, you don't remember that.
You just dogged the hell out of his Iowa Hawkeyes. What do you think he's more offended by? You saying his team is, and I quote, also Rans, or that LA Knight's boring to him? Which of those two do you think he's going to think is worse?
When the boss says, I think something's being played too much.
He didn't say that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's like, I hear that thing way too much.
No, he didn't.
He did say that.
He did not say that.
Listen, when you put your head down and you're not paying entirely attention, while I'm making eye contact the entire time because I know how important it is to have a visit from down the hall. I mean, you know, you hear what you want to hear, but I heard it's played too much.
That's what you wanted to hear. That's not what he said.
That's not what I wanted to hear.
He said he thinks L.A. Knight gets too much play as a wrestler, as a dude, as a character.
He's like, how many times did you play? I was like, I only played it three. Well, it sounded like a lot more.
That's not what you said he said, though.
No, it's what he said.
That's what you inferred.
So you're going to take advantage of me being sick. But no, I was there. I was present Friday. You apparently were not. He said... basically, we play it too much. So
no, he didn't.
He did. And I follow rules. That's what I do.
First off, what definitely wasn't a rule because he definitely did not say don't play it anymore.
He said it played too much, so I'm not gonna play it.
Yeah. We are gonna talk WrestleMania. We might do it in this hour. I need the thoughts of the great one. We haven't had the opportunity to catch up with him about WrestleMania yet. So we got that coming up later on in the show, maybe in this hour. We'll see how it plays out. But there's a lot of other stuff I want to get to, including getting back to the NFL draft. Yeah. To talk a little bit about which direction I can see things going. And let's start with this. The question that I think all of us need to ask, because I do think it is going to be the trigger for everything that happens in the draft, is which teams could theoretically make a trade. Realistically, which teams could end up making trades, because I do think that we are going to see an avalanche of moves once the first one gets made.
How many times have we heard that, though, and then the draft comes about and, like, everyone stays put?
I mean, it's smokescreen season, and as much as I know what I'm talking about, NFL teams frequently don't listen to me for one reason or the next. I'm not entirely sure.
It's really going to depend on if there's a run of something, if there's a run on a certain position. And then people start freaking out and think they need to trade.
I would agree with that entirely.
So if it goes chalk like the first 6-7 picks, probably won't be a lot of movement.
I would say that I ultimately agree with that. And so the next question obviously then becomes, what position do we think we might see a run at? There are two that jump off the page at me. The wide receiver position is one that I think we might see a run. And offensive line is one I think we might see a run. I think both of those are there. So let's go team by team down the list. We'll start with Chicago. Obviously, Chicago's not moving. Obviously, Chicago's taking a quarterback at one. The only question I could see is, would either Washington or New England, do one of those two have a guy that they can't resist? Whether that is Caleb Williams at one, whether it is Jaden Daniels or Drake May at two or three, however those chips may fall, do either one of those two have a guy that is absolutely their clear cut, we are willing to mortgage the future on that guy move? If the answer is yes, they could trade back. It would just be to one or three, not in a way that impacts the rest of the draft. And number two, the Washington Commanders. They got to stay put. They need their quarterback of the future as well. I've already told you who I think that guy is. I think it's Jaden Daniels. I think they think it's Jaden Daniels. Unless Chicago shocks everybody up in here and decides to go with Jaden Daniels, in which case Washington will absolutely take Caleb Williams at two, that's going to be Jaden Daniels. At three, the New England Patriots. To me, I think they stay put. They are going to get whoever is left out of that big three. Unless they decide that they want to jump up to get number one and put together a very impressive package of picks to Chicago. A package of picks that Chicago says there's more value in this compensation package than there is in Caleb Williams long term. And hey, New England's got the arsenal to do it. That's the result of the hoodie of Bill Belichick. You know, he's a trade back kind of guy. I will say, I think that New England is leaving the Belichickian way in the rearview mirror. If you aren't going to leave the Belichickian way in the rearview mirror, I don't know why you moved on from Bill Belichick. And they can spin it all they want as Bill decided to step away. Bill didn't decide to step away. This was a team move. So, to me, if I'm New England, I think you got to go quarterback here. I will say, I don't love Drake May. I don't love Drake May. If he is the guy on the board, now I'm more inclined, if I'm New England, to trade back. Because I see an equal amount of risk out of Michael Penix Jr. The only downside to him, in my opinion, is the fact that he is older. He's what? He's going to be, what, 26 when the season starts? You are talking about a guy that is probably three or four fewer years in the league, statistically speaking, than everybody else that's there. I see as much value in Bo Nix as I do in Drake May at three. I would be willing to make the reach on Bo Nix if I can get a healthy package back. If there's somebody that believes that Drake May is a bona fide, certified, genuine NFL quarterback, then I would trade back. But if either Daniels or Williams somehow is available at three, I would stay right there. Arizona at four is the most obvious trade down spot in round one. This team's got to move back. Now, the more I've talked about it, the more I can put together, I think, an argument that Arizona stays put. The argument, Lonzo, is Marvin Harrison Jr. They lost Marquise Hollywood Brown. He's on his way to Kansas City to play with Patrick Mahomes now. They haven't found anybody that has been able to be Larry Fitzgerald since Larry Fitzgerald back in 2004, because I'm old as hell. Marvin Harrison Jr. is the argument. Unless Arizona's going to trade away Kyler, which they might. In fact, not only is there a rumor going around that Arizona might try to trade away Kyler Murray, but there is a rumor that the Minnesota Vikings are interested in acquiring Kyler Murray.
I was going to ask you who would do that, but really?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the rumor right now, is that the Vikings are interested in acquiring the services of Kyler Murray. And I'll tell you that while I will acknowledge, lost faith in Kyler Murray over the years, I am also willing to accept the possible reality that this is a franchise problem, that this is a team problem, that this is a problem of instability in Glendale, Arizona, not at least solely a Kyler Murray problem. Minnesota, over the past couple of years, has done a pretty good job overall of taking quarterbacks, including Kirk Cousins, who just got a $80 million deal out of the Atlanta Falcons, and revamping them, of reinventing them. Could they do that for Kyler Murray? I don't know. But what I will say is, if you're Arizona and you are not going to send Kyler Murray out of town, you better not Justin Fields him. You better not create a situation that most quarterbacks would fail in, and then when he fails, blame it on him. If you're going to make a pick at 4, Marvin Harrison Jr. is the only guy. He's the only guy that you pick here. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is generational talent. You got to make that move. Now, the problem you have is in Marvin Harrison Jr. being a generational talent. Because if Marvin Harrison Jr. is a generational talent, it also means he might have insane trade value. It also means there might be some teams that believe that they are a wide receiver away, a top-notch wide receiver away from being a legitimate contender. It might feel like they are an MHJ away from being very good, and they go, hey, Arizona, we'll trade you the farm. In which case, I would make the move if I was Arizona. And I would make the move because of something that Lonzo and I have discussed many times over the past few weeks leading up to the draft. The draft is good at wide receiver. Now, none of the other guys, Malik Nabers, etc., etc. Malik Nabers may not be Marvin Harrison Jr., but he's going to be real good. He's going to be real good. And if you're Arizona, a guy like a Malik Nabers, a guy like a Rome Odunze, as well as a big-ass package of picks, might be a worthwhile investment. Maybe I'm not getting what I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to turn into, but what I am getting is a guy who's going to be slightly behind him, but also maybe an additional first-round pick, maybe an additional first-round pick, second and third pick. Who knows what type of package you're getting put together. The only way that I'm not taking the Buckeye here, if I'm Arizona, pairing him up with Kyler Murray and telling Kyler, this is it, dog, this is your last chance to be a franchise player, is if somebody comes to me and gives me an offer, I can't refuse. The LA Chargers at number 5. This team's got to trade back. Everybody, I think, in Los Angeles right now is just convinced that, hey, Harbaugh's home, and if Harbaugh's home, we're auto good. We're just going to be good because Jim Harbaugh's here. I will say you're absolutely going to be better than the absolute show that you were last year. But this team has been decimated the last couple of years. The Chargers have lost Keenan Allen. They have lost Mike Williams. 10 of the 22 players who started for LA in the playoff loss to the Jaguars last January are no longer on the roster. The Chargers should have been better than their record was last year. But as JJ said once, you are what your record says you are. But LA is going to have to be very careful about how they go through roster construction the next couple of years. And they need a lot of quantity alongside the quality. This, to me, this is a more obvious trade back spot than four. Four, as much as it's being called the most obvious trade back spot in round one, I don't know if it is, because Arizona needs a wide receiver. At four, they get pick of the litter, which means they get Marvin Harrison Jr. LA is not going to get pick of the litter. They'll get pretty good pick. Again, Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze are the next two on the board for me. But I feel like I can trade back somewhere in the middle of the first round and still get a very good wide receiver, but also rack up picks to go elsewhere. Because I do think this is where the wide receiver run starts. I think it starts quick. They can trade back, allow somebody to jump in there and grab Malik Nabers, grab Roma Dunze, whoever their pick of the litter is in this spot. They can still get a very good wide receiver, because I do think that there's going to be first-round wide receivers available for Carolina in the second round. That's how many there are here. So I think the value's in trading back for the Chargers. What about the Giants at six? Are the Giants at six the most confusing team on the board inside the top 10? I think they are. The Giants need a number one wide receiver. The Giants are going to have to upgrade the running back room with the departure of Saquon Barkley. There is no guarantee that the Giants aren't going ahead and planning on a Daniel Jones-less future with this pick. I don't know what to do for the New York Giants. I could be talked into the Giants trading up. I could be talked into the Giants trading down. I could be talked into the Giants staying put. Can I tell you what I read yesterday that I had to straight up and legitimately laugh at? Multiple mock draft experts. And in this case, with all due respect, I might use that term very loosely here. Multiple mock drafters I read yesterday, Zoe, had this team staying put at number six and selecting J.J. McCarthy. Are you kidding me? I will go ahead and say, with all due respect to our guy Chris Lewis, noted fan of the New York Giants, if this team stays at six and decides to draft J.J. McCarthy at six, if I was a Giants fan, great one, I would take off the deep blue. I would burn every Giants piece of memorabilia that I own, and I would find a new freaking football team. If they draft McCarthy at six, I am going to call Chris and get him enrolled in therapy immediately. Can't do it. I genuinely don't know what to do for the Giants at six. My gut says trade down. My gut says trade down. But I could also see them making a trade up to try to get into the sweepstakes for May or Daniels. But if McCarthy's the guy here, man, I can't do it. I can't do it.
The Giants they're just mid. They always, every once in a while, they have a good team and do really well. But for the most part, they're just kind of, eh. So this sounds like it would be the kind of move that they would make. I hope they don't.
You and me both.
JJ's going somewhere. But it doesn't have to be that high, and it doesn't have to be in the first round.
It should not be that high, and it should not be in the first round. It's going to be in the first round. And I think a lot of that has to do, it is not just about J.J. McCarthy or Jim Harbaugh or Michigan or Daniel Jones or anything else. I think the other aspect of it is you can't succeed in the NFL without a quarterback anymore. You just can't. The game is played in a way you've got to have a QB. And I think teams are going to be more willing to roll the dice on guys that 20 years ago would have been second and third round picks in the first round, because honestly, you're hoping you get lucky. There is as much value in rolling the dice on a questionable quarterback in the first round as there is going and getting a definite wide receiver superstar. Because a wide receiver superstar without a consistently performing NFL quarterback doesn't help you out that much. Rolling the dice, effectively placing a roulette bet on a QB earlier than they probably should come off the board, just in case you find that Tom Brady pick, is kind of a valuable NFL strategy nowadays. So I don't know if the Giants make that move there. All right, let's take a break when we come back. I'm not going to go down through all 30 teams in the draft. 32. What is happening right now? All 32 teams in the draft. But when we come back, I will give you the next three or four teams that I do believe are likely trade possibilities in the first round and how all of that impacts the Panthers, the Bucks, the Saints, the Falcons, and if you're lucky, your team too, on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. It is the Fan Upstate. Couple of texts that have come in during the break there. Couple of Giants fans texting into the show. Texter said, Rob, Giants fan here. If the Giants draft J.J. McCarthy at number six, I will quit watching football altogether. J.J. is no better than Daniel Jones, in my opinion. And the aforementioned Chris Lewis texted the show. He said, Rob, you are absolutely correct on the JJ take. I will go into NFL hermitude. Yes, I made up a word. I don't know. I honestly don't know what hermitude.
Becoming a hermit?
The status of being a hermit?
Yeah, that's what I'm taking from it. Yeah.
A hermitage is a secluded residence or private retreat and can also refer to the life or condition of a hermit, so it would be, you would be entering NFL hermitage, not hermitude. So there you go, Chris. We all learned something today.
Yeah, I'm not going to correct him. I think he's absolutely right.
No, he's not. I will, because you know he's a bro. He gets it. He gets it. Shane said, "Do you have Bo Nix over JJ?" Yup, I do. Listen, JJ, Bo Nix is capped a checkdown, and I don't love a captain checkdown style quarterback in the NFL, but I will take a good decision maker 100% of the time. If the Michigan coaching staff wasn't trusting J.J. McCarthy in big games like the Penn State game, like the Ohio State game, why do you think that is? There's one of two reasons. Number one, he's not talented enough. Or number two, they don't trust his decision-making power under pressure. Which of those is more likely? Do you think J.J. McCarthy made it to Michigan? Do you think he got to Michigan and became QB1? And he got to Michigan, became QB1, and did so because he's bad at football? No. But he got asked to settle down in the biggest games because of the decision-making prowess. Bo Nix May not be an excellent deep ball passer, but he is a good decision maker. He's a quick decision maker. May not always be the decision you love, but he arrives at his decision and he executes quickly. And at the NFL, those are more important, in my opinion.
By the way, really quick, Chris Lewis, I got your back. Hermitude is actually a word in the Urban Dictionary. So
the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, so it does exist. That's the dictionary of record for most people right now. So
that's all I need is Chris standing in a USL League One board meeting and going, ladies and gentlemen, the Urban Dictionary defines.
All right, and here's the definition. The attitude one develops from not wanting to be social, being flaky to avoid socialization, and eventual upfront honesty about not attending social events simply because one doesn't care to. So basically, he's going to go into hermitude. He's going to say he doesn't want to be a part of it, even though he still wants to.
Can I tell you, and I like that. I like that. Can I tell you how freeing it is when you get to the point of your life where you just tell people, hey, I'm not interested in doing that thing. And they go, why not? And you go, no, that is the reason. I'm just not interested in it. Like, there's something freeing about being able to tell somebody, yeah, I just don't want to, and not caring what their response is anymore.
Yeah, it's called being old, I think.
Maybe.
I mean, I still care, but I am getting to the point where it's just like, nah, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think that's...
And I shouldn't say I'm sorry. I just don't want to do that.
I think that's fair. I really do.
And it's more about, why are you asking me to do that? You know I'm going to say no.
Texture said, let me speak for all Viking fans. No trade for Kyler. We need at least 5'11".
Well, according to when Rob and I were doing the podcast and we were talking to a guy who does podcasts for Arizona, he told us to our face that Kyler Murray is 6 foot tall.
He did.
And
neither of us believed him.
Yeah, yeah. And he didn't believe it either. We know he didn't because we're looking at him like, come on, dude. And he said something like, well, unless I was standing in a hole, he's 6 foot tall. Okay, dude.
Let's just say those pods were home team flavored.
Yeah.
We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Yeah. He's 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me go with a couple more teams that I think are trade down possibilities for the rest of the draft, because I do think that these are important to how this draft is going to play out. I'm going to start at number 8, the Atlanta Falcons. I think Atlanta's a trade down team. And here's why. There's a lot of positions this team needs. I'm going to say most of them are on the defensive side of the football. This is an offensive draft. They are not in the market for a quarterback. They got Kirk Cousins. They are not in the market for a wide receiver. They added a couple via trade, as well as already had some on the roster. They are not in the market for an offensive lineman. Those are the three positions that you are going to want in the first round, an early pick. The run's going to be there. I think defensive players are not going to start coming off the board until probably the early to mid-teens. Atlanta can trade back. Atlanta can trade back with a team that's sitting down maybe around 12, 13, maybe Denver. I don't think they're going to trade up, but in that spot, Las Vegas, New Orleans at 14. Is a team that absolutely needs all those positions, in my opinion. Those are trade down possibilities for Atlanta. But Atlanta needs to go defensive draft. They need to go defensive draft. To me, it's a perfect trade down spot because we're going to be in the wide receiver run here. You will likely have had at least an offensive lineman come off the board at this point and threaten to start the run at guard tackle. And I think that there are, much like the wide receiver positions, there's a lot of the guys that are ordinarily upper first round guys that might still be available, but at offensive line, I don't think quite as many. I think Atlanta at 8 can pick up an impressive haul to get outside of the top 10. Here's the thing. Don't go back too far. Don't go back to 22, 23, 24. You want to go back to like 14, 15 at the lowest.
I think Atlanta believes that they're there now, that they've got their quarterback, that they could have won last year if they had a better quarterback, and now they've got one. And so why not stay where they are and try to get that one piece that they know they need? because if they think they're that close.
To me, the one piece they need is on defense. It's not on offense. I honestly think Atlanta's fine on offense. I think Atlanta, in fact, I had this conversation yesterday on BetQL. I think Atlanta's going to hit the over in probably 12 of 17 games. They'll hit the over. I think Atlanta is going to score points in bunches. I think Atlanta is going to put up more points in the NFC South than any other team. They might put up more points than the bottom two teams combined. I think they're going to score a bunch. Atlanta's got to go defense. And to me, there's some value in guys that in other years as defenders would likely be coming off the board around where Atlanta's drafting, but won't this year because of the number of wide receivers, because of the fact that some people are panicking for a quarterback, and because of the number of offensive linemen. I think they can trade back to 12, 13, 14, 15 and get the same guy they would have drafted at 8 or one of the same guys they would have drafted at 8. So they're a trade-down possibility. I would argue that the Minnesota Vikings are a trade-up possibility. This might be the spot you move if you're Atlanta. You can trade down to 11, allow Minnesota to come up. Minnesota can get their wide receiver spot that they are going to look for. Or they can be in the mix for their quarterback, especially if the New York Giants pull the most boneheaded move in recent draft history and do decide to go with J.J. McCarthy. They can jump up, slide in there, just pick a couple of picks later, and potentially end up with Bo Nix at that spot. If the quarterback run doesn't happen, then I think we're looking at a different scenario. But if one of the quarterbacks comes off the board to New York at number 6, then Minnesota trading up to where Atlanta is, not only do I think they're a trade-up possibility, I think that is the trade to be made. I think other teams that could trade down or up, I think New Orleans could trade up. I think New Orleans at 14 will likely want to trade up. They are mashing the kick the can button right now. We're going to put our salary cap hell off one more year. We're going to try to force this window open one more time. It's not going to matter because Dennis Allen sucks at his job, and I'm pretty sure Cam Jordan's going to beat him up in the street after a game one day, and I would have his back. But they got to have offensive linemen. And the problem is there's a lot of teams in the early portion of this draft. There's a lot of teams that need offensive tackle help just like the Saints do. If they want to end up with an elite guy, I really think 14 is too far back to make that happen. If the Saints truly do feel like protecting Derek Carr is the priority next year, and obviously it has to be. If they really do feel like protecting Derek Carr is their biggest priority next year, they may have to trade up. And if they have to trade up, it's to get a tackle, and that would be the right move here. So I could see, ultimately, the New Orleans Saints trading up at 14. Going down the list a little bit more. Jacksonville. I think Jacksonville's got to trade up. Because while I do think there will be some good receivers on the board at 17, I think Jacksonville's got to go find an elite one. Depth chart is all imported free agents. Gabe Davis, Evan Engram, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones. They got to go find Trevor Lawrence a dude. And I think they can go find him a dude, but I think they're going to have to move up. I think this is the year that you've got to sell out on helping Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence absolutely has Super Bowl winning quarterback talent and capability. I think he's got the right head on his shoulders. I think he's got the humility. I think he's got the confidence. I think he's got the leadership. I think the only thing he's missing now is a team around him. Jacksonville is one of my teams that if they don't trade up, I will be disappointed. Give this guy a chance. Give this guy an opportunity. You got to move up from that spot. I thought about Miami. I think Miami might be an interesting spot. Miami needs defensive backs. This is not a super deep draft for DBs. if you want to get a first-round caliber DB, you're not going to do it sitting down at 21. I think this is a trade-up move for the Miami Dolphins. I've seen a lot of people say trading down is the right spot. You also have to keep in mind they do not have their third-round pick this year because of the tampering case from 2022 or their fourth-rounder from the trade when they went and they got Bradley Chubb in 2022. So they need more picks. But to me, the Finns got beat last year because the defensive backfield was bad. And also because it was 4 degrees in the game that they went and played in, which it should not have been. There should have been playing in a dome stadium, but they can't do anything about that. They can do something about the defensive backfield. However, to get a defensive backfield game changer, I think you got to move up. So I am one of the few that thinks Miami is in a move up spot. Who else? I had one more team. Oh, the Buffalo Bills. They got to move. But much like the New York Giants, I don't know which direction you go in.
Bills don't need to move. They're good. They had a winning season last year.
Sitting at 28 right now. Successful season if you ask Sean McDermott.
Right. They're successful every year.
Yeah.
Why do they need to move for?
Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, and KJ Hamler, Matt Collins, Andy Isabella. That's their wide receiver room right now with Stephon Diggs gone.
I've heard of Curtis Samuel before.
And that's pretty much it.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. They've got to walk out of this draft with a wide receiver. That is not an option. That is not a discussion. They have to walk out of this draft with a wide receiver that Bills fans can say, okay, well, at least we're helping out Josh Allen a little bit. They don't have a choice. They've got to do it. Problem is, I don't know which direction you go to get him. I don't know that you're going to trade up high enough to get any of the guys. I mean, you could maybe move up to go get like Roma Dunze, but I don't know if he's going to be available in a spot that's not going to require Buffalo to move up from 28 to put together a package that's so good that, yeah, you got your wide receiver, but you cost yourself a starter and a couple of big-time draft picks elsewhere. I don't know if you move back, because while it is a deep class of wide receivers, I don't know how far back you can't go behind Carolina. You know they're taking a wide receiver at 33. How much are you going to get? And who from 28 to 33 is going to be willing to make a move? I don't know. Maybe Baltimore, maybe San Francisco. You think Kansas City's moving at all from 32? Any chance?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Maybe if there's a receiver they really like, maybe they'll do that. But I mean, no,
yeah, but that kind of puts him in the same spot as Buffalo, which is, I don't know, after Malik Nabers, after Roma Dunze, after who else will we put into that stretch? There's a lot of guys I like Troy Franklin that I think will be available at this spot. I don't know if there's anybody after Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Roma Dunze, maybe Brian Thomas Jr. I don't know if there's anybody else that's worth giving up a bunch of picks to move up and get from the 28-32 range. I think Kansas City and Buffalo are kind of in the same spot here, to be honest with you.
Who's the best tight end in?
Oh, Brock Bowers. So, and it's not particularly close.
Any chance that they could find a way to get him?
No, Brock Bowers is coming off the board at 10, maybe earlier.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. I think Brock Bowers is going to be – I think Brock Bowers might be one of the first non-quarterback wide receiver offensive line picks.
I just don't I don't know that Kelce plays pass this year. Maybe he will.
Yeah, I don't think – let me rephrase that. You guys are not trading up high enough to get Brock Bowers, in my opinion. I think Brock Bowers is probably coming off the board 8 to 11. That would be a haul of picks to give up for him. I, for the record, would love that pick for you. Would love that pick. Because I think you're right. I think Travis Kelce is working on his way to becoming a pop media star away from football. And that might encourage him to leave even earlier than we think. But I also don't see your team giving up what it's going to take to jump up to 9. And I think that's the range you got to be in. I think Atlanta might be willing to make that move with you, but you'd have to pay him a fortune to do it. Texas said if the Giants take McCarthy, they might as well keep Daniel Jones. I completely agree with that, to be honest with you. All right, let's take a break, come back, wrap up hour number three after this on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's the biggest draft day surprise going to be? I've got one theory. Dallas makes a stupid move. And when I say stupid, I mean they trade way up.
They are all in, Rob.
Yeah, and you know how in cartoons, there's every time the mystery machine is out working a case, every time in an episode where nothing is happening, one of the main characters always says what? It's quiet. Too quiet. And then something bananas happens. I got that vibe about Dallas right now. I got that vibe about the Cowboys right now. Even for JJ, Dallas being as far off from where we all thought they were going to be this year in terms of making moves, trying to make something happen, because the window feels like it's closing rapidly on Dallas. Still a ton of talent down there. Derrick Henry was on the Jim Rome Show, which you can hear right here on the Fan Upstate every single afternoon from noon to three. Derrick Henry was on the Jim Rome Show last week. And Jim asked him a question that I was very intrigued to the answer, honestly. He said, did Dallas even call you? When it became pretty common knowledge after you gave your farewell speech in the final regular season game to Tennessee fans, did Dallas even call you and inquire about getting you down to the Big D? Because Derrick Henry has connections in Dallas. He owns a house in Dallas. And he said, no. So they never reached out. They never called my agent. They never called me. Never got a text. Jarrah never flew to meet me anywhere. Never heard hide nor hair from JJ. And it almost sounded like he was a little taken aback by that. Well, if he wasn't, I am. Seems to me after losing Tony Pollard, King Henry would have been a spectacular fit in Dallas. He is the prototypical Dallas Cowboy running back. And if you don't think Dallas fans wouldn't have made would have made Derrick Henry immediately the number one selling jersey in the NFL, I got nothing for you. The fact that JJ didn't make a move to even talk to Derrick Henry blows my mind. It doesn't make sense. The fact that they didn't do anything with Dak doesn't make sense. The fact that they made no free agency moves, no trade moves, doesn't make sense. I have got a it's quiet, too quiet feel about the Dallas Cowboys. Like, on draft day, they're going to do something insane. They're going to turn the draft on the head by making a gigantic jump up, by taking a huge trip up to the top of the draft board and making a pick that none of us saw coming. None of us saw coming. That's my biggest surprise on draft day. What's yours? I'm curious as to where you guys think the left-hand swerve is coming. All right, coming up in the next hour of the show, Mario Heron, Hayden Ask Mario from the BetQL Network, joins us to open up the next hour. We will check in on the NFL playoff and play-in races with Hayden Ask Mario. Then, the great one and I are going to discuss WrestleMania in a little preemptive fight club before tomorrow's regularly scheduled fight club. And then we'll ask what the X is going on before we get up out of here for the day. My name is Rob Brown. On the other side of the metaphorical glass, the great one who is about to perform the most seductive dance in all of sports for you right now.
Yeah, it's called trying to avoid coughing. With roughly three games remaining in the NBA's regular season, play-in and playoff races are heating up. Two teams vying to stay in the playoff picture. The Lakers and Warriors battled last night, with Golden State getting the 134-120 win. Golden State used 26 three-pointers to hold the lead, including 5 of 7 from Draymond Green. The win draws Golden State within half game of LA for the ninth seed and one game behind Sacramento for the eighth. It took another shootout victory, but the United States women's national team snagged their seventh She Believes Cup title with a 5-4 PK victory over Canada yesterday. 23-year-old Sophia Smith scored twice in the effort, and goalkeeper Alyssa saved three of five penalty kicks. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 for our brand new local show, Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson and Diesel get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, and a lot of fun. Wire to Wire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.